Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1801. The topic is nutrition and the title is, That Doesn't Make Sense. A listener reached out and wrote an email. I want to read it to you and then we'll kind of expand. They said, I've been listening to your podcast for over 2 years. I love it. Yay. I've been hesitant to reach out before because I had set a goal to reach out once I had reached a certain level of progress. I thought it would be great if I could reach out to you and say, your podcast helped me lose 50 pounds as a way to motivate myself, but also as a way to show how much your podcast helps your listeners. But unfortunately, I had that thought within the first few months of listening to the podcast, but yet here it is 2 years later. I've struggled with my weight. I've lost weight, but then gained it back. I tried diets that you've said not to, only to have them work initially, which I was surprised by, but then to have them backslide to where I started, which you had said, which is why you recommended not to try them. I'm more than 50 pounds overweight, but I'd love to lose the 50 pounds. Instead of continuing to try it on my own and wanting to give you the credit, I've now decided I'll give you my money instead and hire you. Do you have any availability, and would you be willing to help a failed student? Oh, never failure. If somebody's listening, I genuinely appreciate that. Now, unfortunately, when I initially read through this, it brought to mind how often I hear similar comments, and that's why I decided to make the podcast. People want help, but often they don't want the help until they've already achieved some level of success first. or until something like miraculous happens that'll make it easier for them to be successful. So people will say I was going to get a strength coach, but I wanted to compete in my first powerlifting meet first. Why? Why would you do it blind with no knowledge whatsoever? So I hear that all the time. I also hear people say, I'll get a coach when my life is more consistent. Ugh. I'll get a coach when I've learned to control my cravings. I'll get a coach once I can get to the gym more regularly. My response is, you underestimate what a good coach can help you with. I know I'm a coach, so this is going to sound like a sales pitch, but I don't care who you hire. I hope you hire somebody good, so I care in that way. But it doesn't have to be me. I'd really recommend that you consider what a coach actually can help you with. When I help people, it does involve writing, like a meal program or, a training program. It often involves, pretty much every single time, it involves the what to do. But we also cover the how to do it. I will never write anything for a client that I don't think actually fits into their life or that they're actually not physically capable of doing. Absolutely ridiculously never. Everything I do is one-on-one. So I'm going to learn everything about you and then write everything for you. I'm never going to prescribe stuff that a person just can't do. Recently, I was just talking with somebody, a new nutrition client, and their trainer told them to eat an hour before their workout. And they said, hey, I work out in the mornings. So I get up, I believe it was 5 o'clock, and they get in their home gym by 5:30. And the trainer said, well, I want you to get that stuff before the workout. Well, the things that they wanted them to do before the workout, when condensed in 30 minutes, didn't make any sense, and they were actually borderline unhealthy. The trainer just didn't even adjust for that. That's sad. So I do understand that given certain experiences, people might not realize what a good trainer can do. But a good trainer covers the how to do it as much as they cover what to do. So life isn't likely to be more consistent. And it won't be consistent consistently. So you have to learn how to make progress without consistency. Your cravings have likely come and gone. But when they're gone, they're not gone for long. So learn how to finally control them and eventually learn how to eliminate them. If you can't get to the gym regularly, learn how to make progress anyhow. You can train at home. You can make great progress at the gym even just 2 times a week. And I'm only talking about 1 hour. You don't even have to go 2 or 3 hours every time. likely what you're thinking of as an obstacle is an obstacle with what you know. If my car stops running, all I know how to do is to change the oil, check the fluids, and change a tire. If those three things don't fix the problem, then it's likely to stay a problem, unless I get help. Whatever you're struggling with will likely stay a problem unless you get help. Waiting until you have no problems to then get help makes no sense. I'll get a coach once I get in shape. That doesn't make sense. There was a comedian, Kevin James. You guys probably know him, guys and girls. Know him from King of Queens. Great comedian, great stand-up. He has one of my favorite stand-up acts of all time. It says, sweat the small stuff. But he talks about going to the gym, and when he went to the gym, all the people were in shape. And he's like, what are you doing here? You're done. You did it. So why would you continue to go to the gym if you don't have a problem anymore, you know, if you're done? But it's funny in that people don't want to go to the gym, or they're often intimidated to go to the gym if they're not in shape. But yet the gym is where you get in shape. It's like you don't want to go to a hospital until you're healthy. That doesn't make any sense, right? You shouldn't wait to go to a gym until you're fit. That doesn't make sense. You shouldn't wait to get a coach until you have no problems to be coached for. That doesn't make sense. Don't wait until you've solved all of your problems to then get help. The thing is, if you're having some problems, if you're having some struggles, if you have challenges, obstacles, whatever it is that's holding you back from being 100% healthy and happy, it's unlikely that with the knowledge you had leading into the problem, that the same knowledge will lead you out of the problem. Again, it's unlikely that with the knowledge you had leading into the problem, that the same knowledge will lead you out of the problem. Get new knowledge. To get rid of the problem, seek out new knowledge. That could be a trainer. That could be videos. That could be, you know, a podcast, books. I mean, there's so much information out there. That can actually be part of the problem because it's overwhelming. But to get rid of a problem, you have to seek out new knowledge. If you need help, get help. That's why it's called help. If you're struggling with anything, reach out. Now, I do encourage you to reach out to me, because if you're listening to today's podcast, you likely have listened to a few, or if you're stumbled on this for the first time, I ask everybody all the time to email me at the end of every podcast. I always say, if you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com, and I genuinely mean that. I do have people email me, and I love it. I try to get back to everybody within 14 days, so 2 weeks of receiving your email, and I'm doing a pretty damn good job that I'm aware of. So if I've missed anybody's email, I did not know that, so please email me again. But I'm getting back to everybody in 2 weeks. If you email me, I will respond, and I will send answers. I answer people questions that don't make it into podcasts all the time. I'm very blessed, very grateful. I absolutely 100% never want to take my life for granted and what I've been given in my life. And I want to give that back as much as I can. So I do answer every single email. I love getting the emails. It's motivation. It's motivation to keep doing the podcast every day. It's not the easiest thing in the world to try to fit in every day, but I absolutely love it. And it fulfills my sense of purpose in life. And it fulfills me giving back the gift that I believe God gave me. So I love, 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 love the podcast. I love being able to help people. If you're struggling with anything, please reach out. You can email me for free. I will make you a podcast for free. I will send you information if it doesn't make it into a podcast for free. We have a ton of free information on our website. We have free nutrition information, free training information, including programs. There's a lot of free stuff available. And then we do have the paid services if you want one-on-one attention. If you want me to know, like to learn about you, and answer your questions and help it in a way that's specific to your life, we have those services as well. So help is here. For whatever reason that you are waiting to get help, stop. Don't wait to be happy. Don't wait to be happy. Don't wait to be happy. If you're not happy, get happy as quickly as you can. It's available. It's here. So if you truly, truly, truly need anything, email me. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Like this listener did. They reached out. We're now starting to work together. We're trying to figure out all the details. If you reach out, I will help you. I promise. And I hope that if you are in need of help, that you reach out to anyone, someone, to get a new resource. Just somehow seek out new knowledge. Again, it's unlikely that with the knowledge you had leading into the problem, that the same knowledge will lead you out of the problem. To get rid of the problem, seek out new knowledge. That can be a coach, it can be a book, it can be a video, it can be a podcast, whatever it is. Just try to learn more. Okay, enough of me ranting, but I do hope that if you're struggling with anything, I hope you reach out and somehow get help from someone. I hope you get a helping hand to help you through the situation. If you have any questions, if you need anything, let me know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.